Welcome, welcome to another edition of the Adventure 2022. We're now into the second week of Advent, and yesterday we lit the second of the Advent candles. Candle for peace to join the candle of hope. Today, the 5th of December, is also United Nations International Volunteering Day. And as I was thinking about that, my initial thought was that although I work with many volunteers, I don't do all that much volunteering myself. And then I started thinking about all the different things that I do, which aren't part of the paid day job as a parish minister, and really realised that there's actually quite a lot that is volunteering, from some of the involvement in some of the different community groups. The Ardgour Area Fund, I'm a director of it, and there's the Craig Seller Fund based in Morvern and involved in that. And thinking of some of the churches and other organisations where there's a wee bit of tech support on a voluntary basis. So lots of different things going on. And I'm sure if you were to think on that exercise yourself, you would realise just how much time and your ability and skill set that you do share with others. Often when we think of giving, we think of giving of our wealth, our money. But we can give so much in our time and our talents. So do have a wee think about what you do in a voluntary capacity. And we want to celebrate all that is given in that way. And that volunteering is among the many things that contribute to a healthy, peaceful society where we are caring and sharing for one another. In this week, when we're thinking on that gift of peace, we think of peace for the world, peace and goodwill to all we think of in Advent and Christmas time. And all of it begins with peace in our own lives. I'm delighted today to welcome my friend Manoj Krishna. Manoj and I first connected online about a year ago, and we'll hear a bit of his story and what he has to say about peace and the Human Wisdom Project. And as always, a delight to connect with you. It would be coming up for a year that we first connected online, and I was introduced to the Human Wisdom Project. And as I was thinking about peace, I immediately thought of inviting you to share some of your thoughts. We often talk around Advent and Christmas about peace and goodwill for all, for the whole world. But actually, that has to begin somewhere else, with each one of us in peace in our own lives. Tell us very briefly a wee bit about the Human Wisdom Project and how it might have something to say about the journey towards Christmas time.
Okay. Well, that's a very big brief, but thank you so much, Donald. I really enjoy our conversations. I think the key point to communicate to all your listeners is that all the wisdom might be in the scriptures, But for it to be a living reality in our lives, it's not enough to just read the scriptures and say, I'm going to follow what's written, but also to examine what's happening in our own thinking and to understand ourselves and how our minds work. And that's really where human wisdom comes in. So it's not based on someone else telling you what to look for and what to find, but human wisdom gives you the tools to begin your own journey of looking and learning about yourself. And in that way, we can integrate whatever our spiritual beliefs might be in the world with a living reality in ourselves. So let's explore how this deeper self-understanding or wisdom, if you want to use that word, could help us live in peace.
Right. So. Yeah, I think, you know, I'm throughout this series thinking about, you know, how can we be more intentional about living life to the full? Jesus had said, I have come that they might have life in all its fullness. And for so many folk, life happens to them rather than, you know, them being in control and examining and being curious, which I think is so, so important.
Right. So maybe we could begin by asking, what gets in the way of being at peace? So once we figure that out, then what we're left with is this feeling of peace, because we're born with peace. A baby is born with the feeling of peace. But we as adults don't live with that feeling of peace. So what gets in the way of that? And there's so many things. We could explore a few of them together.
Yeah. Comparison with others would be one. Yeah.
Yes. So your mind is comparing all the time, but you're not aware of it. We typically are not aware. So if you make the unconscious process conscious, and you just start becoming aware, not judging it as right or wrong, or good or bad, but just observing it. How am I comparing myself with the next person and, you know, who's got more than me or less than me or whatever? And I ask myself, how is that serving me? How is that process of comparison serving me? And if it's not serving me, if it's making me vain or bitter, do I really want that for myself? And if I don't, I can observe that process of comparison in my day-to-day life. And the best way of doing that is to keep a diary, you know, to write things down. Keep a journal of what you're thinking and feeling, and say at the end of the day, okay, what are the different ways I compared myself to others today, or my mind did? And as you start looking and saying, how does this serve me? And very practically, very soon, you'll come to a point where your mind automatically doesn't do that and you're free. And then you've got, say, 20% of your peace back. You know what I mean? Because we've surrendered it, you know, so we've got, say, 20% back. The other area, perhaps at Christmas time, is all the relationships we have to renew. And sometimes you may not like Uncle John and Auntie Jane and Cousin Wilfred or whoever, and they're all going to come together. And you start fretting about it almost like 6 weeks before, you know. So the art of human relationship is something that we could also talk about, couldn't we, Donald, in terms of how can we get on with people who are different to us? Yeah. And who may on the surface be irritating us. How are we going to get on with them? What can we do to be at peace? Because that interaction is robbing us of our own sense of peace, right?
Yeah. So what would be some of your quick tips to getting on with Uncle John or whoever it is that irritates?
To realize perhaps that just like our heart works in the same way, deep down we're the same human being. We're not different. And on the surface we might be different, but deep down we're the same. the same drivers, like the process of comparison is alive in me and in you. My self-interest is in me and in you, and so on. I react to the world from my past conditioning influences, you do from yours. So to meet people who are different with curiosity, I can always find something interesting about you to find out about your life and what's happened to you and learn something. And if I approach every person with this attitude, what can I learn? What can I find out, be curious about? Yeah, then every interaction becomes a compassionate one, you know.
Yeah. I've been listening to a podcast recently, and the thing that stuck in my mind was the importance of asking at the end of each day, what have I learned today?
Yes.
What have I learned today? And yeah, we need to be curious. We need to be intentional about thinking about our thoughts.
Yes. Yeah, and also maybe take that question a bit further and say, what have I learned about myself and how my mind works? See?
Yeah.
And perhaps the third tip we could explore very quickly for your listeners is about dealing with challenges. So much stress comes up at Christmas, right? How am I going to get all the vegetables roasted at the same time? Or how am I going to organize the cooking? And there's six people coming for dinner, but I'm spending 6 weeks fretting about it. So here are three simple tips on dealing with stress. Firstly, to realize stress is not from the vegetables or from people or from presents. Stress is a reaction from our own thinking to an external event or an imagined event. So we can be in charge of our reaction. That's a really difficult first step for a lot of people. But once you take that step and realize it's coming from you, so you can also be in charge of changing that reaction. So what are the different ways of looking at the same situation? What are the different ways of responding? Can I accept things as they are? Yes, the potatoes may not be very well done. Hey, we'll live with that. You know, I don't have to feel pressured to buy things for people that I cannot afford. There may be another way of sharing my love for people. I might bake them a cake. I might say, let's go for a walk. Let's play a game of Scrabble. Let's exchange a hug.
I was speaking to a friend just yesterday, and we were saying, you know, are we still doing Christmas presents for the kids? And saying, actually, it's so much more important that we get together and we spend some quality time, and let's not be spending money for the sake of them having a present that will be, you know, here today, gone, forgotten tomorrow.
Exactly. Because the nature of pleasure is such that it's always short-lived. All feelings are short-lived. So I might be squeal with delight today, but in 2 hours, the kids have just forgotten all of that and they're running around after each other.
Playing with the box.
Yes. So don't feel under pressure and realize that that pressure doesn't come from the outside. It comes from your own thinking, from your own unconscious conditioning influences. You've grown up with this idea that everyone should get presents, and that pressure of that pushes you to spend money you don't have on buying things you or other people don't need. And all you're going to do is end up in debt and get stressed at the end of it. So I'm not saying don't do it, but examine why you're doing it and realize that you can be in charge of your own life. And this deeper understanding of ourselves puts us in charge of our own life.
Man, we could talk for ages, but we don't have ages. But where can people find out more about the Human Wisdom Project?
Okay, so it's very simple. You can either go to humanwisdom.me, or you can download the Human Wisdom app from the Apple or Google Store. It's free to download, free to browse, and there's plenty of free content. And then you're asked to subscribe should you want to.
I'll see that there's a link in the description, and I can give you a wee code that'll get you a discount, and maybe a wee something for me as well. If you are wanting to subscribe, you can follow that link. Manoj, it's been a pleasure to talk with you and to hear of the Human Wisdom Project and how it can make a difference in so many lives this yes. Advent and Christmas time.
Donald, it's always a pleasure to connect. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Manoj. Thank you, Manoj, for sharing in our adventure. And that link with the referral code will be in the description, hopefully by the time you're looking at it a little after our live broadcast. Many of my guests have asked before we hit the record button and the informal chat. First of all, they've said, what's the great reveal behind the purple on the whiteboard? And the reality is it's just to stop a bit of glare from one of the lights. And I had hoped to have something more over all the whiteboard behind me here. Some will have noticed this little jigsaw, and there are various pieces with words in different languages, the words for peace. And I suppose it is a rather beautiful and simple image that we need to put all the pieces together that we might have peace. Peace. Well, thanks again to Manoj. Thank you to you for watching, whether you're watching this live at 4 o'clock or whether you're watching it in replay. If you are watching in replay, please do still pop something in the comments. Hashtag replay will let us know that you have been watching. Until tomorrow, same time, same place, know that God loves you, and that peace and hope and joy and love and all God's good gifts can be yours when we decide to live life to the full. If you're enjoying the adventure, please like, share, subscribe, tell your friends, and share the good news. Until tomorrow, God bless you all.